I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. For the first time, there's now a chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in Vermont. And even though Vermont is one of the least racially diverse states in the country, organizers say the NAACP does have plenty to focus on when it comes to discrimination here. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
Mary Brown Guillory says recent events provided the catalyst for a group of people to organize the Champlain Area NAACP. The national organization was formed in 1909 and was instrumental in the civil rights movement. The events she's talking about didn't take place somewhere else. She says for people of color living in the Champlain Valley area, racial bias shows up in many ways in many places.
Individuals are discriminated in the Champlain area daily by the local police department, discriminated at stores.
Brown Guillory, who works at the University of Vermont, is president of the recently founded NAACP chapter, which will hold a membership meeting next week. The organization has been taking shape for months and now has about 170 members. Brown Guillory believes the assistance and stature of the national organization will provide minorities in Vermont with a greater voice.
When you go knock on a stranger's door, sometimes you're just dismissed and not heard. With us, they know that we care and that we will use every tool that we can to make sure that every citizen is treated equally.
Brown Guillory says her mother was an NAACP chapter president in Louisiana. Brown Guillory spoke out last year when the Greater Burlington YMCA asked members of a basketball program to get drinking water from a shower instead of a drinking fountain. Brown Guillory said the request was an example of discrimination. The Y said the fountain was broken, but said asking people to drink water from the shower wasn't the best idea. The Champlain Area NAACP includes the Champlain Valley in Vermont and New York, as well as neighboring Quebec. The group will hold a membership meeting Tuesday, July 14th at 7 p.m. in the Waterman Building at the University of Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.